Be'etzem we're holding in the list of Yuv. Chilek Hashon Bayis Hashpo of the Baal to the Isha. Shtang Ve'et Ruchinis in the house. And Be'etzem Mitzidi I would plan to continue to give on that tonight. Everyone knows what happened. And for me, it would sound like a little bit to be misalim from the matziv. Lavada, it's not emes. Lavada, when such a thing happens, it's even clearer than ever. Lakim osu shayiru milfonov. The focus and the tachlis abriya, the tachlis where each one of us created, becomes even more and more clear. The hakara that any other thing in this world besides a person being oisik and ratzon Hashem, it's hevel havolim, it's clearer than ever. And it's even more of a reason, be'etzim, to continue to work and be even on things like that we're working on. That's the tachlis abriya. And that's what the Niftarim would want, that's what the Eibishter wants. That's Bemis, that's the Emes Lamitoi. Continuing working on, we want to work on, what we're supposed to work on, is Be'etzem, Iker Kiyum L'Tachlis, Be'etzem, what should be done. However, L'maisa, I am going to Misyachis a little bit to what's going on, to the tragedy that we're all part of, that we're all affected by. And explain my reasoning. Chazal say, Dover be'itoy matoyv. It's a big cloud. When you speak to a tzibur, you have to have a kli kibul. And with my connection to tzibur for the past few days, I should see that there's no other brain space and heart space in the tzibur for anything else except for what went on. To speak about anything else, it wouldn't be in his kabul, it wouldn't be chal anywhere. And in Mela, although I mamish feel, like I'll explain b'hemshich, it's extremely premature to talk about it. And I'm not going to talk about it probably the way the tzibur wants me to talk about it. But it's epis, I have to do be mesachas to it, and be soifin. And maybe we'll be mekayim shneim. We're going to be talk about a noisei that has to do with bitachon. I'm going to talk about a little bit how the Torah talks about dealing with loss. Learn up a parasha in the Torah. The Torah talks about dealing with loss, which is a sugi b'fnei atzma in bitachon, which taka the hemshech of the zman we're supposed to be talking about bitachon. There's a Hashem will have a little bit of connection with being a gael in the ma'aseh l'nyan d'yoma. First, to make a little bit seder, in what's going on now, a tragedy befell Klal Yisrael. We'll talk about maybe a little bit of hemshech magdir, a little bit. The Olam is totally tzabrochin. And the Olam is in totally need and searching. The amount of times I was asked to speak already. It's unbelievable. People want to hear, people are searching, which is Neveya Mitzarecha from a tremendous mile of our door. The Bikush, the want to grow, the need to grow, the feeling of togetherness, the feeling of Achdus and Klal Yisrael. Mitzad Sheni, and I'm going to start off, and maybe in Behemshech we'll see this a little more. The emes is, like many things, it's coming from a good place, but the Maisa, you read the Sederis, we're very, very superficial dar, extremely superficial. And it's channeled the wrong way. There are three things that everyone wants, and those are three basic Yisoidis and Amudim of our generation. They want everything quick. They want everything concise, clear, and they want it to be given to them. And unfortunately, if I have to say my Lanias Daiti, people want to know what a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants, all three things, none of the above. It's not something that someone could learn quick. I can't begin to understand how someone thinks we could really have a message from something so big. How in the world is it possible for someone to think that we could already have a message? The message and that the message should be clear. Tell me what I should do. What's the answer? The message is extremely cryptic, extremely obscure, and that's the way it's supposed to be be'etzim. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be. We're going to have to work for it. And that's the third thing. It's going to have to come from everyone. No one's going to tell you what to do. You're going to have an easy ticket. They'll tell you what to do. Again, I'm talking about Bnei Eliyah. Bnei Eliyah, they want to grow. So they say, tell me what to do and I'll do it. No. Hashem wants... You're part of this generation. Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to you. We're going to have to work it out. And it's going to be long term. I'm going to be mamshich, maybe more behemshich. But when he has died, that's a kivun klali over here. We have to realize, not to say, we could talk about a lot of things. But to get the full tachlis of what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted, those are three things you have to know. It's not going to be immediate. It's going to be a process. And people say, hi, it dissipates, we're going to lose Asiyach Das. That's the problem. That's your avoid. Your avoid is not to let it dissipate. It's going to be a process. It's not going to be clear writing in the world. It's going to have to be Nizgale al Yodcha. And anything that's Nizgale al Yodcha is not always so clear. The writing's not on the wall. And thirdly, it's going to have to come out of you. It's going to have to come out of you, and your wives, everybody. L'maisa, to be marked what I want to speak about. In the sugya, if you want to make seder, it's more to be marked about. But etzem, in this sugya, that we're all going through, etzem, every loss. If I would start a little bit, to break into three compartments, three areas. There's ben adam la'atzmoy, there's ben adam l'chaver, and ben adam l'makom. We mentioned many times. Kamak del oilam, they split up the whole Torah into those three categories. In this sugya itself, there's ben adam la'atzmoy, ben adam l'chaver, ben adam l'makom. Pirush. There's ben adam la'atzmoy. Everyone who went through it, kol shekein, people who were there, kol shekein, people who are close to the niftarim or close to the families of the niftar, and probably come out anyone in Klal Yisrael over here got such a clap that they were affected. So the first area, which I'm not going to talk about a lot, has been Adam La'atzmoy. Many people, Poshet, I've already met them, they're not by themselves. They're not by themselves. They're thinking about Ben Adam Chavir, they're thinking about Ben Adam Namokim. They're not holding the Bechal. You're not holding the Bechal. You're not Poshet, not by yourself. You got so knocked out, call it trauma. There's a lot of different words for it. But the Metzius is, many people are not yet by themselves, even begin. Forget about long-term messages, deep messages. They can't hear anything. They can't build anything. They have to take care of themselves. Sometimes it's good to speak to a professional. And sometimes it's just nurturing yourself. It's taking care of yourself, speaking to your mother, speaking to your babi, speaking to your wife. Do something that Pasha takes care of yourself. I'm not being married. There's a lot more what to say. But when I listen, that there are a lot of people, there's a... Come on, everyone, there's a certain year of Ben Alamakam. Ben Alamakam, I'm sorry. Everybody has this a little bit. You have to figure out how much you need, how much deep pull you need to take care of yourself. It's a big Klal Gadol. I'm trying to give you a say that. In life, you always have to know you're first. You have to be a person before you could work on Ben Alamakam, Ben Alamakam. The Maisa, the next two sugyas are, in a moment of loss, is the Chilik of Ben Alamakam and the Chilik Ben Alamakam. I'm making say that. Ben Adam L'Chaver is the shtatfus, the tzar, and the din of the niftarim, and a shtatfus, with the tzar again of those mushpoim, those were mushpa from the svivas, the families, the close friends. There's that chelik of a shtatfus, the tzar. And then there's a third chelik, it's called Ben Adam L'Mokim. Again, like we said, we mentioned each or every one of us, we went through this, we're part of this generation. We got touched by this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us loud and clear. Loud and clear, not loud and clear, but he wants us, what the message is not loud and clear, but he's speaking to us loud and clear. And he wants something from us. And our avoid is to somehow try to figure out what that is, and like we said, that's long term. If we just now set it up by from Chloe. What I would like to do is a little bit learn about Parashat the Torah, which again, this is avoid the bets, and you start. When you're in disarray, when you don't have answers, you turn to the Torah. And the Torah is the answers to everything. And we learn about Parsha, which is talking about a regular Misa. It's not talking about an unimaginable event, Dafka, an unimaginable event like we went through. A tragedy of proportions, it's not shy to describe almost. But we'll learn the parsha. It's a davar. It's a sugi b'fnei atzmai. Again, it's chaylik b'tochen. And we could be mashayich aleinu kama v'kama pratim. Let's try to take out a bunch of things. The Torah in Parshas Rei, Perek Yudal, it says like this. It's an isser in the Torah, leises goyduv, leises simu korcha bein eneichem l'meis. It's an isser for a korv to a meis. Anybody after a meis, anybody, when someone close to them dies, two, it says goyduv, leises simu korcha. Mavur and the Mepharshim, there used to be a minig by the goyim. They used to, when a close one died, they used to rip out their skin. They used to make, you know, psoyim wound. They used to wound themselves and they used to rip out their hair. And that the pasuk says, the klal yisrael is alive. Bonim atem Hashem ledekechem. And it continues, ki am kodesh ato. Ubechol bochar Hashem liyos la'am l'skula mikol ha'am m'shal p'nei adamo. And all the mafarshim are bothered by one question, which is going to be the basis. We're going to try to learn out the mafarshim over here. What is the connection between bonim atem l'Hashem ledekechem lo yisasimu korcha b'nei neichem? What's the connection between bonim atem l'Hashem ledekechem lo yisaskoyidu? What's the connection? It's very clear, all of Farshim say this, that this is because it has to do something with Klal Yisrael. Goyim, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it could be Yisgoyidu v'leizazim. Over here specifically, because of Bonim Atem L'Hashem L'Kechem L'Yisgoyidu. So we took the different Farshim, there's a siachsus to a lot of different protim that go on in the sugya such as we're in, to a sugya of loss. We'll see in the Orachayim HaKadosh, going to be a siachsus to the hefsid of the mace. In the Evanez and the Sforno, it's going to be a siachsus to the hefsid that there is to the O's who are left over, the Nisharim, the family and the friends and the rest of Klal Yisrael. And then we'll see another Nekuda in the Ramana, maybe a fourth Nekuda. A very famous Orachayim HaKadosh. Orachayim HaKadosh says that the Pasuk Bonam Atem L'Hashem L'Kechem is talking about the Misim. Those who are Mes. At some point there's a certain feeling of, what's with Zayn Mitzay? They're gone. They're missing. Very famous in Orachayim HaKadosh is like this. Mamash, from the basic, you want the basic, you say this. Tzorich l'das, ma'atam somach ma'imer bonim Hashem, le'ma'imer tizgoydu nirin. Sh'nizkavim lo'imer shevemisas ish ein avei de l'meis. The posik of bonim is coming to explain, he is lost, you think he's lost? No. Harei u'doim el'odam sh'sholach b'noi l'schari, he's going back to his father. It's as if his father sent him to Yerushalayim to learn, and now he's going back to his father, in Borough Park, Flatbush, Canada, wherever. The Niftarim, the 45 Yidden, Helig Yidden, they were killed. They are missing. No, they went back to the Tata. Yid is a son to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll call upon him Yeshna, he's here. When Ruchim is Matik, Ruchim is Gimel. He's in the letter of Tamchumim, he's matik this, Arachayim HaKadosh, he says, it's a tokas mokon. Misa is just going from one place to another place. He's in another place, he's chai v'kayim, in the emissive place, in his emissive mokon. Ba'ad rabba l'toiv lo yishachozer ha-ben eitzel oviv shehu mekar ha-chayim. V'al zeh engman l'zgoydeid v'losem karcha. That's why Yid never should mourn too much, never should, it's not an eternal loss. What are you person putting, we're going to speak about Behemshech more, a little bit this more, but why is there such a minik to put Karcha and Svita? Because you want to show something eternal happens, like he's making a tattoo in himself. No, there's not an eternal loss. What do you mean? He's just changed. He's not living by you anymore. He's back by his Tata. Hashem came by the Goyim. When the Goyim Taka died, oh, that's a tremendous hefzid. When a Goy leaves this world, he's lost. He's lost. In a certain way, he's lost. This is the first chelek of basic Yiddish Ashkofa. That if we're worried about the Nisim, that's the last people we have to worry about. They're exactly where they're supposed to be. The closest, they return back to the Father. They finished their tafkid. They did it. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent them to do business, like Chaim Kadosh said, for a certain amount of years. Everyone had a amount of years. They went back exactly where they're supposed to be. That's the first aside we see in this parasha. That's about the Nisim. What about us? What about us? What about the mothers, the fathers, the children? The friends, the rabbeim, the neighbors, and it's all of Klal Yisrael. I mentioned a few times, you don't really have to be close to anybody over here to feel the clap. What about us, the zazua of losing close people, losing people that are so much part of your life, feeling that there's a gaping hole over here? What about us? So that's the way the Sifono and Eben Ezra both learned. That's what the Pasuk is, Bonam Atem HaShem L'Kechem. Fidor HaChayim HaKodesh, Bonam Atem HaShem is talking about the Meis.
The Sforna there is, and it's talking about you who's left over, the father or the son, who just lost a child or lost a father. You're a son to a tata. Listen to the Sforna. Zok the Sforna. Shein roi laharis tachlis adayga v'atzara l'kor of ameis. You think you're missing something? You lost part of you? No. You shouldn't show the daiga v'atzara l'kor of ameis k'she nisha koroiv nichbar mimenu b'mayla b'tikfas toiv. You have someone closer than you than anybody else you ever lost. The Eibishter. Avinu shebashamayim. L'fikach atem bonem l'Hashem shu'avichem kaim la'ad. That's uptaichim. What does that mean? He's your tata. Or do we feel he's our tata? We have to work on it. Svarno gepsu avort. Shukorov nichmenu mamailo betikvas toiv. He adds in a word. He's closer to Milo. He's really close to you. Betikvas toiv. He's someone who could give you toiv more than anybody ever. Here was Shtotzu L'chur, the Evan Ezra's mashalim with the Sforno. It's not saying before. Zok to Evan Ezra. V'tam bonim, he's bothered by the Archaim's question, why is the bonim atem Hashem echem et tzibui for the tzibui? Acha sheteidu shate bonim l'shem hu oyiv eschem yoyser mi'av. When we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's our tata, that means he has ava sa'ava l'abeim. L'chein al tiskoididu ama sheyase ki kol ha sheyase v'toivu. I want to read the Hemshech in a second. One of the strongest connections of love there is in this world is a father to a child. We rather spoke about this at the end of last month. There's nothing stronger than the deepest part of a human being. A father is his avas aben, the Lashon HaMaral. That's the Odom Atzmoy. The core pinimis nikudakuda of your person is his avas aben. Any seer you have of how much your father loves you, Bezer Hashem, everyone should be zeiche. Those who have children, everyone should be zeiche. Many children. When you feel what it means to have a child, take that ava and times it, I don't know, millions of times. Kadosh Baruch Hu created that ava leben. He has an ava to one every single one of us. Is it possible to fathom that a father would ever do anything that's not good for the child? At a time of loss, there's one of the avoiders. We have to work on being misbeinim in the ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in front of us. We have to work to realize that it must be something good is happening here. The problem is we don't understand. How could anyone in the world describe what happened as good? We can make a list of how many, we can make a list of how abysmal it is and how tragic it is. So Dr. Evan Ezra and Hemshech. Vim loy tavineyu. If you don't understand, like me and you, we all don't understand. Kashe loy yavinu abonim atanim maysa avim rakis mucholov. I have a marshal for you. It's mamish this marshal. You always understood what your father did. No. You still were saying mechanim. Kein tasu gam atem. Ki ha'am kodesh atav ein chesha agoyim al kein loy tasu gam atem. Here comes the sugya b'tochem. We spoke about this last month. Baruch Hashem, we have a moir de ketzir. We all, some people have closer relationships with their fathers and some people have don't. It doesn't make a difference how close you are to your father sometimes, it's more or less. We have blind trust on our parents. There are so many minhogim and so many different things that we do in our life just because, if we think about it, it really is because that's what our father taught us when we were young and this is what he did. Father and mother, it doesn't make a big difference. This blind trust, this smicha, this bitochin. Do you have a hezber in that? Do you have an explanation? We gave him a shalom last week. Do you have a hezber why you think the best remedy for a headache is tea? The best headache for a stomach ache is cola? Why are you convinced? And your wife's convinced fakert, because she grew up in that house, and your father said so. And she grew up in that house, and her father said so. The list doesn't end. We rely on parents because there's something higher than you. You're connected to your father. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matbi on us that what they did is the right thing for us. It's the right thing. We have, that's part of the marshal. Bonim atem l'Hashem elakeichem. Bisoyim echad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here's an avoid and betochem. We're going to go over a little bit of protein we spoke about. We have a tremendous maila, which is called a seichel. But in cases and moments like this, it turns out to be a tremendous deterrent. We have to understand everything. And we want to try to understand. Ad kibdei kach, and that's obviously, no one ever knows, it's ridiculous. People are searching for excuses, for hasbaras. People are trying to figure out what happened, how it happened, where it happened, going back to look at the place, look, what. We're trying to make sense out of this. And when you try to make sense out of this, you hit a brick wall 15 times. There's no way. There's no way you can make sense out of it. And when you were a little kid, you also couldn't make sense of a lot of things your father told you. And you maybe fought against it, maybe often. At the end of the day, hopefully, you listen to what he said. We spoke about this in the Sugya B'Tochen. Anyone who's misboining a little bit at the Mahal HaChaim, you taka think you could run the world, you have everything figured out. Just a tippish, if you will. There was a tippish. No one could run the world. The world is ugefrekt mine obey. When we run it, it's a place of choyshech. It's a place of hatred. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is run the world, and he knows exactly what he's doing, obviously. And when we're able to reach a mokim in koiches ha-nefesh, when we're able to reach a mokim in koiches ha-nefesh, that understands and comes and realizes that we don't understand, doesn't come to an answer, it comes to an answer, it right away jumps to the tachim. And we've created, we all have that. We all have a mokim in ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. We spoke about this in the mokim, that we have the ability to latch onto a higher koich, a higher source. Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Sur. He's called Sur. He's a rock. He's a constant. He takes care of everything. And everything is Mesudar. And we have to get to there. It's avoided sometimes. But Mizboininess, we get to there. Bonim Atem Hashem Alekechem. To get to that Matzev, we understand that there's a Tat over there. There's a Father who everything is Mechuvin. And stop trying to understand. Stop trying to understand. No. No. How do you know? B'tochen gives you the idea. That's not B'tochen gives you a idea. B'tochen gives you a idea without logic. It's chal by you. It's chal by you. A idea brura. That this is what's supposed to happen. Is Rosh Hashem. Is Kol Ma'adav Rachmon L'Tavod Ovid. This is the second part of Bonim Atem L'Hashem L'Keichem. A third nekud in the Ramban. This is also tremendous adrocha. The Ramban, he rather learns that of Ma'am Kodesh Ota, but he learns that also it's a general sivui over here. Lo yisis goy to do that you're not supposed to mitzdar too much on the mace. He shtolzu also gemar mayad katan. Chazal say there's a gvul, sholosham lebechi. Chazal said that you can't be misabel too much, but he's misachas to a mori de gezach. Zok to Ramban, betoich dvorv. Ein roi lechel nes goy to the skarach ha-nefesh afilu yom was benoya. Rather, he talks about people die young. Even somebody is a tragic thing. You're not supposed to misabel too much. However, it's married to Gazach. The third and Aser Bechir. Says Goy to do with the Sima Korcha, that's the third Aser. That's extreme. But Bechi, the third and Aser. Lama, why? He's bothered, Ramban. Why? Called Malach Mala Toivud of it. Why? Why are you crying? Everything's fine. Ki Ateva is Oyre Livko is Pepirud Ha'oyavim. When you do the mapachaim, I'm worried. The Ramban, we say this. The Ramban, Zok to Ramban, we all have teva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with a teva that when something that was part of our life just left the scenery, even if we understand he's someone else, but he left the scenery. Aseichel, and maybe our keilach betochen, maybe are able to misroimim, and maybe understand somewhere that nothing bad happened to everyone, but the teva is missing, and the teva is hurt. And the teva of a person is hurting. This is so chashuv. This is going on by the so many of the tzibur right now. We so many of us yidin, we get to a question of a steer of contradictions. And we go from one second to the next, whether it's men or ladies. We're part of us, ma'minim b'nei ma'minim. And we heard all the musa shmuz and we're saying them ourselves. And the next sefin, we're sabrochin. We're sabrochin. And we don't know what to feel. We're mamish sabrochin. We can't move. Again. If you're traumatized, it's not a kasha b'chalal, because it's not, nothing's working, nothing's happening, especially you're out for the count. I'm talking about you're not traumatized, but still they're part of you, and you even start saying sentences, some people say stupid things, and they find themselves like, say stupid things, like it was their fault, and some of the things you just spoke about, you start faulting people, and you start saying this, and you start, it's the chilek of a tachdain of the person, it's the chilek of a goy of the person. There's different parts of a person. This is the higher part of the person, and this is the more basic, animalistic part of the person. And the Torah makes mokim for both. And a small person doesn't make mokim, doesn't know how to recognize the lower part of him. The bigger you are, the more you realize that we have a lower part that needs tending and needs hakara, and needs acknowledgement. We have a lower part, and it's not a stira. It also knows it's not 1,000% right, but it needs to be addressed. There's a lot of hurt, pain, questions. Rambam says this, yes. The Torah makes room for Bechi. The Torah made room for Bechi. Even though Be'etzem, Lefi, the Emes, and Metzias, no makom Bechi. There's no makom Bechi. He's great. We're great. But the Torah makes makom for that. We have to acknowledge that for ourselves, for our wives, for our kids if they're there. This are two things that are going on. Bez Hashem, with time, they come to a certain shleimus. Maybe not totally, but could be Bez Hashem. If you work the right way, you could come to a total shleimus. I want to add on one more kut and then get back maybe to maybe a little bit talk about message or where the kavuna of the message is. This is an kut in Hadracha. This is an egan ipshat. So far we learned the mafarshim, what the kesher between Bonim Atem, Hashem, Eli Keichen, and Moses Goydens. Maybe because Moisef, it's more come to Moisef, and Ochab Shat. It's a more ridiculous kut. It's a little bit of Hadracha also. What is Taka in the Keichas and Nefesh? What possessed Goyim? Why Taka did they do this? Why did they rip out their hair, wound themselves? What's Pshat? What are you gaining? What are you trying to do? You lost the father, you lost the son, you lost the wife. What are you trying to do? Pshat Zazoy. It's a Pasha basic Yisoyim Keichas and Nefesh. When a person has another person who's so close to somebody, a friend, obviously a family member, any person close, when they leave your life, the teva, what the Ramban just said, the teva is Messiah, it feels that it's impossible for it to continue to exist in the regular way. You can't just go straight and continue on as things. There's an utter need in the Kriches and Nefesh to what we call make a dent in my life. It has to make a dent in my life. If it doesn't make a dent in my life, a person starts guilting himself. I'm going on without that other thing. I can't just go on straight. Something has to happen. That's the oimik and idea of a karcha and a sritah. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make a forever lasting impression that I'm missing. That's what they pulled out. I'm missing forever. It's a need. It's a need when there's a loss. It's a need when there's a big loss that's deeper, that's really, it's not a small loss, it's in the premium, the core of the mansion. So, zok to Torah zoi. The Torah is not makar needs. That's the way the goyim make a dent in their life. But who are you? Goyim, their ikar existence is physicality. Their ikar existence is their goof. So if they want to make a dent in their life, where do they make the dent in life? On their bodies. That's where they're missing. They make a dent in their bodies. But you, the bistayid, bonim atem l'ashem l'keichem. What does that mean? Kepshuta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shloish ha-shutvot ba'adam. But which chelek are you a ben to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Physically, you were physically born from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No. Spiritually. If you're a ben from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your ikar existence is in the spiritual realm, in the spiritual world. Zok te Torah. Don't make a mark. Make a mark. Make a dent. But where should you make a dent? In the exterior of the body, that's not going to help you. That's not, it's garnished. Make a dent in the Ruchnius. Take something in Avodas Hashem and make a change in your life. And that is the ultimate healing of the Nakuda that the Ramban is talking about, the Teva that is missing. When a person, this is part of the Eitzes of Chazal, of a child saying Kaddish for a father, when a person is able to, in Ruchnius, make a dent, rip out something of his life, make a change. This is the most therapeutic thing for him to be able to do. To have something concrete, do something. You rip out here, that's for you, that's not going to help. At the end of the day, it's not going to be everlasting. It's not going to be something. Take something in the Ruchnius Dike world and do and make a change, and then that's the way. I'm Kodesh Atta. Do something else. Don't make a karcho, don't make a sweet. And mikan mi'inyin le'inyin, this is what I want to talk about a little bit. This is about a little bit of do. What is the message? It's like I said, I'm not about to tell you the message. But a little bit of a kivun. Just a little bit of a kivun. It's very clear, like we said, Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke loud and clear. Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke
The Nitziv says in many places that Hashkocha is called Dvar Hashem. We heard the Dvar Hashem. Where are we headed to? Where? What? Just a little bit of a kivun. I don't know anything. I'll say that 15 times. But the first hergish, a little bit. This has a certain tzad hashava to what we went through the last year and Corona. The tzad hashava is that they're both things that lo yehi kamoisim. They're both things that stand out in their uniqueness. But we never had them ever. We never had them ever. This tragedy. In the way it happened, to whom it happened, where it happened, well, you come out of sight. In the way it happened, Yidden killed Yidden. It's Yidden killing Yidden. To whom it happened, it happened to people that were being oisik, be mitzvah, a makom tefila coming to search out a Kadosh Baruch. It happened to rabbim, not yechidim. Where it happened in a mokrim kodesh adlamoid, agam as me personally, I don't understand fully the full mokrim kodesh. However, I've seen klal yisrael as I is mavur. It's a mokrim kodesh adlamoid. It's a mokrim avoid and a mokrim tefila. The end of birchas we'd say we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu is hilu rotzoin tomid avoid asesol amech every shmona esrei. We ask that Kadosh Baruch Hu should have will. I can't even begin to. To let the words out of my mouth. Everything, the opposite of L'rotzayim, L'avoidas Yisrael, L'amecha, happened last Thursday night. The Tzad HaShove, again to Corona, is that HaKadosh Baruch was speaking in a different Sprach. He's not speaking in the regular Sprach of Yisrael, he's speaking in a different Sprach. L'inyaneinu. Like I mentioned in the beginning, it's my personal opinion, Anias Daiti, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, running around for a message, for a quick message, that's not what, it's coming from a good place, but there's other weak koiches hanefesh, cop-out koiches hanefesh that are involved. That's not what Hashem wants. Such a big occurrence didn't happen, so we could go quickly to someone, tell us what to do, and we make a check on the box. Again, I'm not trying to say people are trying to patezich, you're not aware of koiches hanefesh. But it can't be what he wants. Just like that's not what he wanted from Corona, that's not what he wants from now. He wants avoida. What does it mean avoida? Just a little bit of a kivun. We've spoken about this in the past. It means that a person has to make change in life. Change usually are big things, they're not small things. Not everyone in this vad was part of the chabura, chabura and shalmi simcha. I don't know if you can appreciate this totally, but we made a project in the last month. We try to work on Kabbalahs together. It's an interesting thing. But sat down with 40 or 50 Yungalait, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful. They opened up, and they worked on the kudas. But what came out was, I think it's a beautiful thing. What came out was people were able to verbalize, acknowledge certain big sugyas, and problems that they have in big areas of life. And they were able to acknowledge that it's something, an ongoing thing in their life. I'm Keseder, not coming on time to Seder. It's not just at the beginning of this month. It's a Keseder digger thing. I'm not coming to Tefillah on time. I'm talking Lashon Hara too much. I am not Makir Toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu too much. I'm not holding nearly where I'm holding, supposed to be in technology. Many different sugyas. These are big sugyas that everyone can know. It's not a quick adrenaline, a quick pump, a quick schmooze from somebody is not going to help you change. These are patterns of behavior that are rooted in years of behavior, and they probably have to do with who you are. Changing in big areas like this is davar by me is someone who is working on changing and is able to be in a process of making changes on this, even in the smallest iota of this thing. Is davar bor etzshava more than millions of things? Let's take one dogma. People, a lot of people are now talking about tzemes chinam. I'm not going to mafkia anything. Could very well be. I don't know garnish, chavim garnish. Let's say that seems to be. It's the thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants tzemes chinam. I'm fine, beautiful. Why is this tzemes chinam? Tzemes chinam is you could go give a rally and say kiss all Jews. Kisrael Jews, is that so easy? Sin and Shechina is based on midos. It's based on gaiva. It's based on the fact that when your neighbor doesn't do something you like, you are not happy with him. It's not based. It doesn't, at the end of the day, it could come out. You might curse out someone in public. But it starts with midos. It takes a long time to change that. Let's be honest with ourselves. We can't just go have a pump rally and talk about how we're going to love everyone in Klal Yisrael. We're going to run to the hospitals and give out food. It's not going to happen. It might happen for a second. You didn't change. You didn't change. To change, you have to go open up the sugya of sinas chinam. Start working on it. Monitor yourself. What is it that makes me have sinas chinam? If I do have sinas chinam, why do I have sinas chinam? Let me think about it. Let me take it ernst. To take something ernst means you have to work on it a long time. We don't have gas to work on it a long time. Now we have gas. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu brings things like Corona, brings things like happen. They shake us up so deep. We have much more energy to work on these bigger sugyas, to take them on. We really don't have the energy, Pasha, to take on these sugyas that are big. We have much more energy to take on bigger sugyas. This is the kivun. Everyone figure out what with themselves. But this is the kivun. And these bigger things are talking about, these bigger occurrences are talking about colossal big things. They're not talking about a small prat, they're not talking about a small thing, they're not talking about everything is good, Chas V'Shalom. I'm not saying every chizik and everything you do. They want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to search, and the search is part of the growth. That's what we saw in the Kabbalah's last month. It was so chashiv. When a guy comes and tells me, comes late to Shachris, I tell him, well, you know, come to Shachris? Let's figure out why you come late to Shachris. There are 15 reasons why people come late to Shachris. Some people go to sleep too late. Some people, it's hard for them to get up. Some people, it's not good because not choshev learning. If you search for the reason, you might get more into it. If I tell you something, it's not. Search, open up, do something. Take something and use this as the energy. For God. I didn't say anything. I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm being mechaven a little bit, maybe what not to do. This is what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. The Ebishter is kulei toiv, kulei meitiv. Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of... Baruch Hashem. Unfortunately, there's Hester upon him in the world. There's a lot of the Oris upon him in the world. We're all, Baruch Hashem, live and healthy. We're part of the Oris upon him. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to change. You learned the Bissel Sugya, maybe to go over the Nakudis of the Sugya. There's a lot of Pratim that are involved in here. Let's try to understand better or work on what Hashem wants from us. Sai, in Emunah and Yonah, Emunah and Betachin. And in this last area of Etzem, hearing a Kodesh Baruch Hu, living a Kodesh Baruch Hu, answering a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we should all taka, be zoiche taka, to grow from what happened. This is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu want. And then we'll be zoiche taka to see how much it's taka, kol ma'idav rachmano l'tafu dov.